Yo, what's up, street dogs? Street gods? ASMR blocky blocky talk talks.
Okay, Erkim in the house. Your chief correspondent, best friend, and overall good guy. Okay, so the funny thought is, don't be homeless in a Dodge Charger. Just like, I wonder if, yeah, just thinking about some money thoughts, money. Even our best friend Publius Cyrus once said, wisely, money is the only thing that makes the world go round. Or money is what sets the whole world in motion. But yeah, fun facts. The Helm Street Bakeries. Apparently, Kim Kardashian, our best friend, she actually goes to father's office here and also buys the furnitures here. Kind of a good sign. Look, there's already traffic. Okay. So, make sure you don't get run over. So actually the funny thing with, so my brother-in-law Khan, he served in Afghanistan. I think he did like 5 or 6 tours, I forget. He gave me this military Gore-Tex cold weather parka. Military Gore-Tex. Yeah, this is pretty legit. It's actually funny because just wearing it. I mean, like, I'm a total fako, but in wearing this, people actually give you more respect, or they don't, like, kind of get out of your way, don't punk you around or nothing. So, I also think what's unique is the Uber military Gore-Tex, especially this, like, digital camo look. It's, like, typically, you know, hipsters, fashionistas, they wear camo, right? But they're always wearing, like, the old school Vietnam War camo, the typical camouflage one. But the digital camos, I don't know, I really like it. If you're gonna wrap your car, wrap your Prius Prime Pros in the digital camos, or if you want to do a major stunt, right? Pull up in a Cybertruck or a Tesla. Whatever Tesla you want, just wrap it in digital camo, practically invisible, like our best friend Elon Musk said. Okay, so yeah, I'm just currently reading Fernandino Galliani on Money della Moneta, originally written in Italian. I found a free PDF translation in English, even quotes Aristotle. He calls it the customs, which is interesting because that's in our American English, we call it ethics. Customs is better. I like customs. What's customary or whatever, right? And, also pro tip. Good to buy some more Bitcoin. I'm going to become a Bitcoin billionaire boy. Bitcoin billionaire boys club. If I wanted to create merch, I would just create, like, just, like, Bitcoin icons. This is, like, and then, fun fact, if you want people to, create some sort of funny fashion, donate your bitcoins to your Bitcoin accounts, wallets, print out a Bitcoin shirt with your QR code on it, have someone just scan your t-shirt and be like, give me some more bitcoins, right? So yeah, I think, obviously Bitcoin is fake money. Even Cindy mom's like, oh, I know Bitcoin, that's the fake money, right? And I mean, the truth is, honestly, like, all money is fake money. And I think the reason why this is so critical is, you just gotta be honest, right? I promise. I'm so self-conscious. You can't even promise me with at least one of my watches Best of first DC.
Okay.
Yeah, even one funny thought I'm having right now, right? Like, am I the most influential, interesting blogger, thinker person in LA alive? Right? I mean, the only people I equate myself to is maybe Brad Pitt, but now Brad Pitt, he old. Brad Pitt is out. Kind of sad. You don't got Angelina no more, his kids. Another pro tips. Never. Oh, good job, Apple Vitrines Project. This new image is a good one. Yeah, I always. Nice picture, tier two, right? I always walk by this in the mornings. So don't disappoint the EKs. Always have a different image. So, yeah, don't prioritize your spouse, your kids. Don't regret it, so bro. Yeah, this exhibition here is so nice. I never ever want to live this place. I mean, is Apple, oh yeah, nice images. Good job, Apple's vitrines teams. If you're curious, this is actually a big, I saw it the other day, right? The QuickTime. Yeah, look at the nice changing things, right? And also pro tips. Don't get a Leica camera. Leica, right? A Leica is just a Panasonic Lumix camera with a body kit. I mean, the Leica M camera is the only quote-unquote true Leica cameras, but the sensor and the internals are essentially, in my opinion, probably all borrowed materials from other platforms and stuff, right? So, if Steve Jobs was alive today, what would he think about the Apples? He would not be very, very happy. Right? Rumix G9. Panasonic. My own natural spotlights. Yeah, I'm just recording the vlog. It's just the Rumix G9, what is this? I always forget, what is this? The Pancake 14mm spherical Mark II 2.5s. I think I bought the lens on Amazon, like $200. Oh, also the good thing about why we should be long Amazon. Essentially Amazon done bought out DP Review. DP Review stands for what? Digital Photography Review? And they also bought out IMDb, so long live Bezos and Amazon. I like people who are so critical of Amazon. I'm like, it's like, dude, low key, the Amazon's made the life of people way better, right? And then people are like, oh yeah, it's just like poor people being treated like slaves in the factory. I mean, that is true. You know, but like, if you don't want to work there, you could quit, right? And it's so funny too, because like all these people talking about like labor rights and blah blahs, right? A lot of them tend to ironically come from pretty affluent families. Like, this is actually the irony, right? Like, all these like loser modern day hippie, you know, loser kids, right? They're like, anarchy, get rid of the establishment, blah blah. I'm like, bro, you done going to a private school, you're going to Ivy League school, you don't have a trust fund, your kids, your family's paying for your tuitions, you can't say nothing. Actually, one of the best things about being raised poor is I almost have like zero empathy for people who complain about money, because I'm like, you know, as a kid, done seeing my mom go through a bankruptcy twice. Yeah, like anybody who just sits on their butt, don't get a job, like I have zero compassion for you. Actually, I think the wise way of the wise ones is actually, as time goes on, becoming less empathetic, I think actually is a good one. I mean, an empathy, compassion. It's just like, I'm sorry, I think it's advice. I mean, certainly the only people you should care for is like your blood family, your immediate family, your kid, your wife, your spouse, whatevs. Your queen. Actually, even the best way to think about it, right? Think about Zeus and Hera, right? Zeus is the king, Hera is his wife, right? Wife, spouse, king. Even the term spouse is kind of a... not a super-duper good ones. Yeah, last, prioritize your wife, your kid, your immediate family. Actually, one of the ironic things is... think about the new year, right? Thinking about this notion of quality time. What is quality time? Is mostly via negativa, guys, which means the best way to do quality time is figuring out what to not get distracted by. So very, very simple. You out to a nice dinner, fancy as it is, right? Yeah, there's a Margot restaurant here. Was this also Ubisoft here? Assassin's Creed? Where's a different Ubisoft? Okay. Leave your phone in the car, lock in the glove compartment, whatevs. Just don't bring it to the restaurant. There's like zero reason you need a phone when you're going to a fancy restaurant with your wife, your kid, your spouse, whatevs, right? Also another... Oh, yeah, this is Ubisoft. Man, stop by, right? But anyways, so... yeah, number one pro tip, guys. If you really, really want to be a quote-unquote better parent via negativa, just get rid of your damn phone. Just get a dumb phone. And or, I mean, why do I have iPhone SE? No case, no nadas. Whenever I go to the park with Seth, I just put in the glove compartment. I don't even lock it. I just put in the glove compartment, close it. And one of the good things about owning a cheap phone, like mine is B2. I probably dropped it at least, you know, 4 or 5 times. But just kids have already done scratch it, right? And so the grand upside of it is that you could live more freely. It's like, you don't even matter you're rich, right? Like you have a $1,500 iPhone, you finna baby and it's like, is your phone your slave or use a slave to your phone? iPhone is the new modern day slavery for the mind. Yeah. Some funny thoughts. You don't want to be Elon. Seems like he's kind of like a low-key alcoholic, addicted also to Red Bull, of all things. But still, you know, I'm super inspired by him. People only hate Elon because they wish they were Elon, right? Actually, an entrepreneur thinker personality is highly underrated is Jeff Bezos. Even Kanye was like, we are Bezos, trip suit, Legos, right? So, I mean, the reason why Jeff Bezos is so great, I mean, like, he done built Amazon himself, like, what, his 1997 Honda Accord. I mean, granted, now he's got all the hypercars. But, yeah, I think Jeff, like, just read Invent and Wander. He came from very, very humble backgrounds. Everyone wants to, like, crucify him now because he's so rich. I'm like, once again, don't hate people because you're so poor. It's not my fault you're so poor. And Howie's poor. Buying the new Nikes, buying the new Yeezys, Jordans, Adidas, whatevs, right? You want some good shoes, just get some Vibram Five Fingers and or you just need one pair of good Gore-Tex boots. Personally, I like the La Sportiva. I just got them at REI for like $300 like several years ago. It's very good during the winter time, especially even in LA when the sun's not out. It actually does get pretty cold. So anyways, money. Make money. Okay, so I'm using the Coinbase card, right? And it's actually super interesting. So essentially the Coinbase debit credit card, right? It's a very interesting thing in which you could actually link your cryptocurrency balance, whatevs, to a Visa-approved debit card. And I think it's founded by Pathward, which is like, they also do like these prepaid debit cards and it is, right? So essentially, my thought is, Coinbase is essentially what Peter Thiel, Elon with X.com, PayPal's original vision was. Like, how do we make digital money and digital cash? And also this restaurant here is pretty good. Juliet, I went here with Cindy. Nice dinner. Shout out to my friend Irving. Really nice bathrooms. Nowadays I like to go to restaurants. It's like, I like to go to the bathrooms. It's like, the sink is made out of a super wabi-sabi piece of stone granite marble thing, right? And even Margot on the second, third floor of the Juliet. Super nice to say. I mean, honestly, at this point, our pro tip on how to live like a baller on a budget is go to super fancy restaurants. Just buy the cheapest thing. Just buy one appetizer, one entree, or just two entrees. Share it with your wife, your spouse, whatever. And they try to upsell you on the other things. Say, I'm not interested. And then they look at you like a poor person. Be like, don't worry, I'm not a poor guy. And then like they're just trying to shoot you up. Yeah, like don't let nobody punk you around. Actually, in fact, I think a new modern day flex is to go to a fancy restaurant, and order the bare minimum of the foods, not get kicked out, and not really care what they think. All right, continuing our dinero thoughts, right? How you say spoke Spanish, you know, hablo. We drown sorrow in that Diablo. Okay, so some other thoughts. With monies, it's all fake money anyways, right? And how does one not get affected by market noise, whatever, right? So, I mean, simple things like don't have the crypto wallet thing, price tracking thing on your phone. I don't actually recommend using Coinbase on your phone. Because, like, you finna, like, open it, like, it's so smooth and good. You're gonna pick it up and, like, randomly scroll and always checking the prices. And that's just, like, crack. It's, like, even worse than checking your Gmail. The funny thing to ask academics, anybody, because everyone has a Gmail, Google account now, right? Is how many times did you refresh your Gmail today, right? Also, another productivity tip, guys. If you want to become more productive, uninstall email, Gmail from your phone. Just do it from your laptop or your desktop. Do it at work. One of my sayings is very simple. Every day try to uninstall at least one app from your phone, iPad, laptop, desktop, whatevs. I don't even like to say the word device no more because it's not specific enough. Delete from your iPhone, Android, whatevs. And also, like, truth be told, in America at least, everyone has an iPhone now. Like, only poor people don't have iPhones. Like, anybody who gets nobody wants a Samsung, right? Like, you only done got a Samsung because there was, like, some sort of free rebate, you know, promotion thing at T-Mobile, and they're like, oh, bigger is better, but, truth be told, bigger is, worse. The very simple thing to just ask yourself is, can you send a text message with one hand in your less dominant hand? If the answer is no, it's not a good one. Also, fun tip, pro tip, real rich peoples, we can go to the hills, Palos Verdes, etc. It seems that almost universally, the really rich, successful people, they all just seem to, like, universally drive Honda Odysseys, white Honda Odysseys. Very specific. I'm actually not 100% sure why, but it's a good thing to think about wealth finances there, right? Revealed preferences, right? Like, look at super duper rich, successful, whatever people, right? And don't ask them what you should do, what, right? Just look at what they do and ask them what they do, right? So when you're talking about finances, right? Just be like, what are you currently invested in? Or if you had an additional $125,000, what do you want to put it in? As of this recording, I'm about to put another $125,000 into the Bitcoins. Looks like right now it's dipping a little bit for, I don't know why. Actually, my theory is the New Year is funny because there's a huge wave of enthusiasm. Like, people like, yeah, the New Year, right? And then everything pops and goes up. And then, like, the New Year's enthusiasm wanes down, it goes down. And therefore, the prices of commodities, stocks, you know, cryptos, or everything also goes down. But what was a Warren Buffett quote, right? Be greedy when others are fearful. Be fearful when others are greedy, right? So, Gordon Gekko, Wolf of Wall Street vibes. Wall Street. Greed is good, but greed for the gains. I want the gains in my brains, in my Bitcoins, in my veins, right? And yeah, so, I mean, I still do believe that Bitcoin will be the last crypto standing. People are like, oh, Bitcoin's too expensive, right? I mean, that's only if you're still thinking like super basic, because like you could own a Satoshi, you could own 0.0001 Bitcoin, right? But at least you own a little bit of it. Like, I think everyone, I mean, this is your life, do whatever you want, right? Open up a Coinbase account, link with your, you know, traditional bank, whatever you have, right? And what it uses, what this thing called Plaid, like the same as Tesla Model S Plaid, and link your bank account to it, takes like 5 seconds, right? Just buy like a fraction of it, like whatever monies you got, right? Like, so I was doing some research about the Bitcoin pizza, right? They don't spend $20,000 Bitcoin on one pizza. And then I did the maths, right? Assuming Bitcoin is around $45,000 Bitcoin, $40,000 Bitcoin, whatever, right? That's a $500 million pizza. Like, okay, so, fun story too, right? This is the same generation Prius as the Prius that I got for Freeze, right? This one's all murdered out, right? How much is asking for? Dealer asking price zero. That's some fake numbers, right? How much is it worth? Yeah, this Prius is hard. Yeah, this generation Prius is the best one in terms of style. It looks so JDM. How much is it? The mileage. This one's 2012. The 2010. Mileage, this one's fake Prius. What is this? This is like a... Did somebody paint the hood on this? What is this? XSE V6 29. Actually, in terms of cars, I don't like V6 engines because it's kind of a compromise. There's a new, brand new, the Prius. Which one is this? 43,000. 2.0 liter, cutting edge. Someone only drove for 1,000 miles and traded in. Probably a sign it's not a good car. Yeah, another pro tip. Via Negativa Wealth, right? Super, super simple. Ooh, looks like somebody traded in a Porsche Taycan 4S. Another question is like, why would they trade this in at a Toyota dealership? It's probably a sign that this car is not a good car. Right? How much does it cost? I'm always kind of curious. Yeah. Only 20,000 miles, $80,000. Yeah, so what would they... Yeah, so once again, revealed preferences, right? If somebody done traded their car at a Toyota dealership, were they going to buy a RAV4? Right? And actually, it sounds so superficial. Whenever I meet rich, successful people or people I like, I always ask, like, what do you drive? And then it sounds like such a... kind of like a superficial question, but it's important because tell me what you drive and I'll tell you who you are, right? Like, am I the only person in LA, the only uber masculine man, 1,000-pound Atlas lift who drives a Prius and they're like proud to drive? Like, actually, the more I drive the Prius, the more I like it because it's the ultimate beater stealth car. You do a bank robbery. What's the best getaway car? White Toyota Prius. It's like, can you imagine the cops be like, it's like, he took the bag of money. He's like, what was he driving? Unmarked white Toyota Prius in Southern California, Los Angeles. Like, and actually, apparently 99.99% of car chases actually end not because a speed thing, is that they just ran out of gas, right?
And also, I guess
the reason why a Tesla is not a good getaway car is that doesn't it have the GPS tracking thing on it? So like, if you rob a bank in a Tesla Model S Plaid, right? The cop's probably gonna find you. Yeah, right? And apparently I didn't know this either, right? Like, super sneaky, like, you loan a car, you don't own the car, right? They actually, like, what, they have a GPS monitor thing in your ECU or your car somewhere to make sure that you just don't F off to Africa or something, right? Yeah, pretty weird. So, yeah, off-the-grid cars seems like a good idea. Yeah, the 2010 Prius, that edition seems to be good. I mean, like, also, you know, everyone's always afraid of getting your car scratched, fender benders, but, like, somebody, like, done, like, ding your car, whatever, super easy, just buy some 3M matte black vinyl car wrap, right? Just wrap the ugly part. And, or, like, what I did in the past, right? Just mask up your car with some blue painter's tape and stuff, right? Put on some Rust-Oleum primer and then apply, like, a matte black, farmhouse black, whatevs, spray paint and make it like kintsugi, wabi-sabi, like you're trying to highlight them perfect. Like next thing, actually what I'm going to do is I'm just going to put in like gold. So the goal is, rather than highlighting which part of your thing is ugly, what you're actually trying to do is trying to show the damage and the downside, the bad thing, as actually a point of beauty. So anyway, so talking more about the money thoughts, also, it's so funny too, like one thing, the reason why it's good to travel is that like it'll expand your mind. So what, PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon, right? The hipster beer that a lot of these degenerates were drinking for a minute. Apparently in China, mainland China, it's like $20 for a can because they don't treat it like a new modern day luxury thing. So, oh, why? Because it's American, right? Even apparently in Italy, people don't want to drive a Lambo. They want to drive a Ford Mustang because the USA American dream. And also another good thing about the cultural cachet about Michael Jordan, the NBA, LeBron, Kobe Huaz, right? I actually met, when we were in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, I actually met this dude, you know, mainland Chinese government employee staying at the same hotel. Actually super duper cool. He told me he has a son back in China, mainland China, fluent in English. His name is, of his son, 2-year-old son, his name Jordan. I'm like, why'd you name your kid Jordan? He's like, I don't know, Michael Jordan? I'm like, yeah, it looks like Michael Jordan is still the GOAT. And I mean, even with shoes, right? You want a pair of Jordans, you want a pair of J's, you don't want a pair of Kobe's or LeBron's. It don't really is it. I mean, still the closest best thing was Yeezy, the Yeezy sneakers. But I don't know what's gonna happen with that now that, I mean, like Kanye Hubert, like, can he build the infrastructure? Like even Ye was like, I told you all I needed was the infrastructure, right? Yeah, it's to make the infrastructure yourself. I mean, shoes are kind of interesting because like, not everyone can afford a Lambo, but you could afford a 300 pair of Yeezys and make your feet look like Lambos. I mean, personally speaking, that like, I love the design of it. I've tried them on. They're actually not very ergonomic nor comfortable. They look cool, but yeah, Vibram Five Finger shoes, or I'm kind of more about the military conqueror aesthetic. Yeah, all digital camo, everything, merino wool, whatevs. Seems like a better idea. So yeah, Fernandinho on money today, right? So it looks like what people want for money is they think of money as utility for happiness. So the general gist and the idea is, you know, I buy X, Y, and Z, it's gonna make me happy, right? So utility is defined by monies, it's defined by happiness, right? So, but the problem is a lot of people define happiness so basic, right? My personal thought about happiness is happiness has to do more with like physiological thriving, sleeping well, 100% carnivore diet, eating meat good, you know, going to Costco. Oh, another pro tip about the Coinbase debit card. I actually think that debit cards are way better than credit cards because debit cards is still abstracted through like, you know, this metaphorical layer. But still, in modern day times, you book a flight and shit, right? You still need to use a credit card, right? Oh, fun fact. Apparently, this is the old Desilu Studios where they made the I Love Lucy and also Gone with the Wind. I need to watch it. This is like a Gone with the Wind scene. I'm like, yeah. So everyone always thinks that Hollywood is where all the media and shit is made, right? Nah, bruh. It is Culver City. Shout out to my best friend, Michael Hackman, who owns all this. And I'm all about the Jewish peoples, Chabad, Hanukkah. I love the dreidel and the latkes. Yeah. The Culver Steps. Let me go to this website. What is this? JewishCulverCity.com. YZ.com. Is it a company? It's not an organization. And also fun facts too, right? Like one thing that's like super annoying, like around the holidays, right? You know, you're not allowed to be like Merry Christmas no more. You gotta be like Happy Holidays. Why? It's like, I don't celebrate Christmas because I'm Jewish. But I'm like, dude, like my friends growing up in Bayside, Queens, Flushing, bunch of Jewish friends. They all, you know, my friend Jonathan Horowitz, right? I remember him wearing the little hat, and I was like, what's that about? And I grew up watching Hey Arnold. And I think Arnold is actually Jewish. Yeah, I think this is an episode of him wearing the little hat. Yeah, like, I'm just like, as a kid, right? Just think about yourself as a kid. It's like, wait, they celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah, and they get two gifts? I was like, I was so envious as a kid, right? And honestly, at this point, you know, Christmas, Christ, Christos, it means Lord, right? Christmas is a secular holiday. Like, people just, like, even for Hanukkah now, right? Like, let's say you're super Jewish and you're into Hanukkah, you still buy gifts and shit for each other, right? It's like, I mean, that's how American capitalism, everything works. You gotta buy more stuff, make more monies, and buy more stuff. So anyways, yeah, the Coinbase card to buy Costco is legit, and also withdrawing money to pay your rent. Beautiful morning, you and Zen. Oh, wow. Actually, my favorite term to use from my best friend, Hanri Seneca Tianan Kim. Oh, wow. Look at that sunrise. Never want to miss another sunrise again. Shout out to Michael Hackman, Culver Steps. Culver is litty like it and titty. All right, if you're curious, that's Amazon Prime Video up there. You could even see it at the night times. And there's Audible here, so yeah, the vertical integration system, super smart, right? So you see the smiley face there? You see it? Amazon Prime smile, right? So they produce the films there, Culver Studios. It's actually being rented by Amazon from Michael Hackman. And then they produce the stuff here. And yeah, so I saw a dude who looks like Morgan Freeman. It's like the fake Morgan Freeman. People in this building actually know me as the guy who walks around topless with his kid. Because I'm so apparently also fun fact is all the women and ladies are like, oh, check this out. Sexy dad's a sexy dad. What is a sexy dad? A sexy man? A guy who plays good with his kid? Seems like they go, all right. So more money thoughts. Some thoughts on day trading too, right? It's like, you don't want to be a... The problem with day trading, right, is like too emotional, too much noise. Signal noise, 99.99% of the things is just market noise. Typically, I mean, besides paying rent and stuff like that, like, I never, ever look at the crypto prices because that shit like crack cocaine. Crack cocaine for your brain. It ain't good for your minds, right? So the thought is, I mean, ideally, you just kind of, oh, wow, set and forget it. So the ideal is check crypto prices. In theory, never. Just like set it, invest it. I mean, my thought is, just think long-term scale. In 30, 40 years from now, is the price of Bitcoin going to go up or down? Probably up. And as a consequence, you got to be invested. But then people are like, they don't want, nobody wants to see you 40. But then think about it this way. It's like, you buy a house, you buy a mortgage. Well, you finna pay that shit for 30, 40 years? Wait, how much? Yeah, I'm too old, right? Live today, memento mori thoughts, right? So, yeah, I think the Coinbase debit cards, Visa, super interesting because ultimately what you want to do is you want to bridge and link the traditional finance with the fake finances. So ultimately what's real? According to Aristotle, politics, Fernandinho Galliani's A Mani della Moneta was saying, movie theater already open? Time people showing the movies. Huh. 3:30 a.m. crew. Yeah, so the only real stuff used for money is like animals, animal husbandry, oxen, cattle, etc. Hectocomb. I mean, like, if you live in LA, you need like some sort of car. Very easy, guys. Just buy used Toyota Prius, 2010 model. Just get on Craigslist or whatever. Private buyer. Don't buy it from no dealership. Anybody who trades in their car, trades in the iPhone, put zero trust on them because they are financially foolish. Also, one thing I like about thinking about stuff like this, right? There's no such thing as sin and virtue. It's only foolishness and wiseness. You don't want to be a fool, F001. I was even thinking about it too. It's like talking about evil, good versus like evil and good don't exist, right? Like even my friend Richard, the park ranger at the nature center we go to, right? we saw this pupa, you know, caterpillar thing. He turned into a larva, you know, chrysalis thing, right? And then I asked him, like, oh, that's a parasite. It's like, apparently what some of these parasites do is they done bury themselves into the chrysalis cocoon, inject their eggs inside of it, and then it just eats it from the inside out. Oh, wow, look at the sunrise. Beautiful morning. Whoa. So beautiful, so beautiful. Yeah, intelligent auto mode on Panasonic Luma G9, etc. is good. Also, The reason why I think, look at the colors there. Can't pick the colors. The reason why I still favor Micro Four Thirds over the full frames is, I mean, it just comes down to weight, size, and it looks like Panasonic Lumix ain't done giving up on their system yet. Like, they keep spitting out new GH5, GH5Xs, whatevs. Because ultimately, the most important thing about being a creator is you just want the least cumbersome, exhausting to carry solution, so lighter is better. So like my thought is, it's better to have shittier quality but just get it done more efficiently for longer and less subconscious about things, right? Because I actually have the Panasonic Lumix Leica, what, the 12mm f1.4 lens, which is optically way superior, but it's so effing heavy. And the quick way to becoming godliness is lightness. Even Achilles is always described as swift-footed, light feet, light weight, baby. So also with traveling, insanely lightweight is the goal. When in doubt, throw it out. It's better to be minimalistic to a fault than to overpack and be way down by this heavy stuff. And once again, I think the mistake a lot of people make is we kind of turn it into some sort of, make sure I don't get run over. Look at that, it's so beautiful. Beautiful morning, you're the sunshine of my morning bed, not in the water. Everyone wants to hate on Ye. It's like, I think you only really hate people you love. Like, anybody who hates on Kanye, Donald Trump, like, are you secretly in love with them? Because, like, especially people who, like, so critical of Donald Trump, I have zero idea what he says, right? Like, I don't really care. And then people could, like, quote ad hominems, like, all the bad things Donald Trump done said on Twitter or whatever, right? But I'm like, why are you showing so much fight? Like, the more, like, people's dumb, right? The more you highlight and mention the bad things somebody does, you're giving them like trillions of dollars of free advertising. So honestly, the only people who should be ashamed of having Donald Trump being into office should be, you know, the mainstream left media, right? Like Google AdSense, YouTubies, Meta Corporation, Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, Instagram, whatevs, even Jack Dorsey, Twitter. The critical flaw was Donald Trump only got elected into office because people was criticized. Like, if you really don't want somebody to put someone, just don't mention it. Don't give them free advertising. And the truth is, it is true. All marketing is good marketing. All press is good press. Even like what Ye said. I'm not afraid they're gonna say something. I'm afraid they're gonna say nothing. So in today's world, better to be hated, filleted, and crucified than to be ignored, right? Yeah, because people only hate on people who's actually interesting. Actually, the only critical flaw in today's world is being boring. Boring is the only cardinal sin in today's funny world. So, the question is, what should we do about this, etc. I mean, my practical, pragmatic thought is, you know, just, you know, hashtag no filter. Say whatever's on your mind, even though it sounds bad, right? And then people who's intelligent could read between the lines. Anyone who takes things literally is showing some sort of lack of criticality and critical thinking. Criticals in ancient Greek just means judge. So listen to everything you hear, but ultimately you're the judge whether you deem it to be, I don't know, true or false or interesting or not. And also, like what Stephen Colbert, like, notion of truthiness is actually a good one. Is philosophically speaking, there ain't no such thing as ultimate truth, ultimate false, whatevs. It's only degrees, right? So, for example, no ultimate truth, and like, we have to treat philosophy what it was intended. Philosophy was, it's kind of a philos, love, sophia, knowledge, wisdom, etc. It's kind of the art of wisdom, the art of thinking, thoughts, whatever, right? Even our best friend Nietzsche, his thought was, these are just my personal thoughts for myself. Nothing super big or critical about things. Another fun pro tips. Don't live on the LA side. The LA side is ghetto AF. Live on the Culver side. You got the Culver zip code numbers. Send your kid to the good ass schools. Use money. And actually, the funny thing too is that everyone's like trying to figure out like the best place to live in LA. Not Holmby Hills, not Beverly Hills, not nothing like that, right? Always you gotta think about yeah, Culver City, like, we done checking out all the, like, not Rodale, like, the reason why it's so good to be here in Culver City, like, you're just a 3-minute drive from, you know, all the great parks, the Overlook, the Baldwin Hills. It used to be called the Culver Steps, now they done hijacked this thing called the Culver Steps. You got the Stoneview Natural Center, Nature Parks, you got the, what, Kenneth Hahn Park. Yeah, it's super good. Like, even if you use you don't want to live in Hollywood, West Hollywood, Beverly Hills. You don't even live in the mountain because you're like so secluded. Like, actually, I met this like super successful lady, rich family, what is, right? And you live in the hills in Hollywood or somewhere, right? And then, like, they're like, oh, I hate it because you're like, you want to buy some toothpaste, you got to drive down for like 15 minutes to find it. So yeah, don't be the man in the high castle. It's a lesser good existence. Oh, and also pro tip, shout out to my friend Matthias, Brian Sparks. You guys are the real ones. Love you guys forever. Shout out to Elliot. I don't know how old you is, but anyways, in Sweden, there's a saying, no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing. It's very fitting because in Umeå, northern Sweden, I've done been there during the winter time. You get, what, like 30 minutes of sun a day, and then it's like, what, negative 5 trillion degrees. And so, you know, you go upon the snow skirt, you got to put the ice picks on your boots. So, can't buy happiness, but you could buy some good-ass clothes, all Gore-Tex, everything. What, they call it Gore-Core, right? some merino wool, cashmere, silk. It seems like the best materials, leather. The best materials to buy is the natural animal ones. Don't buy the loser vegans. Like, it's like, bro, that's just polyester. It's like, you know you're actually polluting the environment more by buying polyesters, because that shit's made from petroleum. And then low-key, you're funding this whole, you know, American military complex thing, because, you know, America thrives on oil, right? And also, like, I mean, everybody knows it, right? It's like, the only reason we're in Afghanistan, right, it is like, we want the oil, we want the gasolina, right? America don't have the gasolina, we don't got nothing. Even the only reason why the Saudis, Dubai, UAE is rich, is because they got the oils. They don't got no oils. They ain't finna be driving around the Lambos, right? And this is where Elon Musk, what, Tesla is a game changer, because in some ways it's disrupting earthing insofar much as you don't need no gasoline no more. You can create a whole different type of economy. Can't wait till they turn the Cybertruck into a military vehicle. Once the US military starts using electric cars as military vehicles, it's a sign that electric cars are actually lit. Actually, you can look at the marketing material for the new Cybertruck. Probably going to be the most exciting thing since the Tesla Model 3 and Henry Ford whatevs, right? You don't turn it into his own off-the-grid house utility. It's like having your own power plant on wheels, because you could use it to charge someone else's Tesla, right? And or you could use it to power your house that it is, right? So if you want to be a real weird hippie person thing, don't buy a loser AMG G-Wagon Sprinter van whatevs, right? Buy the Cybertruck, and just live in your Cybertruck. But still, alas, I mean, I prefer living in a real house and apartment, because you got lots of good luxuries like washer, dryer in unit, flushing toilet that you don't have to maintain, bath, hot shower, cold bath, cold shower, whatevs, sanitation, trash supply, like. Actually, people don't appreciate hygiene, but hygiene, trash supply thing, well, like that, is actually probably the most critical thing in today's world and society. And even let us consider Beirut, Lebanon. Shout out to my friends Lorin, Mohammed, et al. Like, people's on strike or shit breaks, right? They got backup generators, no electricity on the taps, the Wi-Fi's goes out. Nope, trash pickups. This is actually a big problem, because it don't matter if you're living in a $1 trillion mansion, if your neighborhood smells like poo-poo, none of it is worth it. So sanitation is super critical. Like, actually, even the simple pro tip is you can't buy happiness, but you can wash your car, just buy some Myers cleaning supply thingies, just, you know, paper towels, just like clean and wash your apartment cleanly. Also, another fun way to, how do you judge someone's moral character? Look at their bathroom, look at their toilet, look at their homes, look inside their car, look at their car. Like, when's the last time they washed your car? Somebody who doesn't wash your car frequently, dirty car, dirty mind. Degenerate car, degenerate mind, is the funny thought. So cleanliness is the closest thing to godliness. What was that, Dove ad? But I still think it's good. Hygiene is also just, it just means the art of health. So mental hygiene, physical hygiene, financial hygiene, whatevs, it's all good. So financial fitness is the goal. All right, some more money thoughts. Make money, big money. Money. Okay, so I could live my whole life off quotes. Another pro tip, you're walking around, you're vlogging. To be a vlogger is the new modern day flex. Just wave and say hello. Don't be sucking the loser thing, right? So some more funny thoughts about, right? So, money, so some economic theory thinking, right? So money time discounting, right? So the question is, what is the value of money right now versus the future, right? So, I mean, long story short, the easiest way to think about things is just treat yourself like a poor person, live like a homeless poor person. And as a consequence, gonna live a better life because you find your own personal happiness, not through stupid things like buying the loser Lambo, or the loser Rari, the loser Porsche 911 GT3 hours, right? Tell my wife I hate the rules because I never drive it, all right? Don't buy the Maybach. The Maybach is just a Mercedes with a body kit. And yeah, foreign stuff is bad. If you're gonna buy a cool car, what is the best flex car? Just buy USA. Buy an American car, buy a Shelby, what, the new Dark Horse or the GTD? Yeah, don't buy a loser Lamborghini, right? Which is essentially a Volkswagen Passat on steroids. Even like, it's like, do you guys not know like a Lamborghini Urus is just an Audi Q, what, 8 thing on steroids with a body kit? And then the Audi Q8 is just what, a Volkswagen Tiguan on steroids, same thing, well, those are the Macan and Cayenne. Like, is you guys dumb? Do you guys not know this? Now, I'll even think about this too. I saw the other day, right? The Volkswagen Jetta, the Audi A3 is just a Volkswagen Jetta with a body kit, right? So, yeah, don't get fooled by appearances. Actually, the good thing with Toyota is at this point, essentially, Toyota is essentially, whoa. What car is this? It's a big looking car. Oh, whoa, what car is this? Only $36,000 was this. Toyota Tundra all-wheel drive. Yeah, why is this car so cheap? Summit rims. Yeah, actually, these lunar rock color cars are super good. Yeah. Oh, and then some people are like, oh, this is why you care about cars. So the reason why I love cars so much is that, you know, America runs on cars. Actually, the funny thing with Toyota, right? Honestly, at this point, it's like, is Toyota just an American company? Like, anyone who's intelligent knows that essentially, was this Tundra? How much is this? $74,000. Oh, so expensive. What is this? Tundra 2? Buy white, it's just easier to keep clean. Wow, $71,000. That's so expensive. Like, one thing that I never knew about cars and trucks, hey, you know, don't buy a truck in LA because you ain't gonna find nowhere to park it. Even like a, even our Prius is kind of small to park in some spots in LA. Also, the reason why it's so critical and important to think about, yeah, look at all these loser Audis that they done traded in at the Toyota dealership. It's a sign that Audis are not good cars because they always break and shit, right? What is this? Audi A4 Premium, only $24,000. Yeah, buy a Prius, these loser cars. A3 Sedan, $26,000, yeah. The heuristic is super simple. The reason why you don't trust nobody, oh look, even somebody in a Corvette. Looks like they didn't get like getting murdered out on the gasoline prices. $75,000. What, 2020? It's like so new. Yeah. Even the loser Porsche Taycan. Yeah, actually the only car to get, shout out to Toyota Culver City, like the people here. Yeah, the GR Yaris. This car is the only hard car to get. So, getting stick. So I guess the good thing is you can go to Costco, buy your groceries, and it's a stick, which is funner to drive. Actually, the simple heuristic is either buy a Prius or get a manual transmission car. One car that's actually really funny to me is this Toyota Camry TRD. I'm like, why would you buy a Camry TRD? It's kind of a 37. I mean, it's still cheaper than a Tesla, though. I mean, I guess it looks cool. Actually, even another cool car that... Looks like they lowered it, too. Okay. Yeah. The car to get. Get the Shelby Cobra GT500. Yeah, this car is so hard. The fucking Batmobile in the flesh. Like, if Batman was a real person, What would he drive? Like some sort of like black American muscle car, right? I actually really like enjoyed the last Batman with the emo Batman. Now look at this, somebody traded in the Bronco. $34,000, put on all these. Yeah, it looks like the Bronco ain't a good car either. Somebody traded this in, right? But anyways, yeah, so pro tip with cars. Just don't buy a car, just get it for free. Free 9R and nothing. Don't buy the loser Range Rover. It's a drop like $80,000 on just maintaining it, right? It's not a good idea. So man, the reason why people are so foolish about finances and monies is that nobody ever thinks about the time value of maintenance, because it doesn't matter if you get somebody else to work on your car, whatevs. Any sort of thing that you had to drive to the mechanic, paperwork and stuff. It doesn't even matter if you're a trillionaire, right? Having to maintain stuff is a pain in the butt. Even like having more than one car seems like a bad, like, I mean, also once again, revealed preferences, right? Like, don't tell people what to do, tell people what you do. So for example, you know, just white Prius 2010, got for $399. Spent what, $2,800 on a new cat, $3,000 on $300 on a catalytic converter shield, maybe like another $2,500, $2,200 on an ABS sensor, right? So essentially got a brand new Prius for like $5,000. And the nice thing is that because it's a beater, if I get scratched or dinged or whatever, like I could really care less. Same thing with having a beater phone, a beater car, my iPhone SE beat up. And the only real reason you even need a phone, an iPhone, whatevs, is very simple. The reason why you should never buy an Android or any non-iPhone is FaceTime. FaceTime is the game changer. Don't use KakaoTalk, Koreans. It's owned by Tencent, the Chinese corporation. China is not evil. China is not bad. It's just like, I don't know, I feel that it's kind of a little disingenuous, because like, Korean people are super anti-Chinese, mainland China, but everyone's using KakaoTalk. Thank you. And then everyone's using KakaoTalk, and if you know that using KakaoTalk is a major investment by Tencent Chinese corporations, right? It's like, you know, this is like China's low-key way of like kind of spying on South Korea, right? Even like some stuff I heard from my mom. I mean, my mom, she kind of falls a victim to conspiracy theories now too, because she spends too much time on the YouTubies. But apparently even a big issue today is, you know, China, mainland China, is kind of low-key trying to buy out Korea, South Korea, whatevers. Because honestly, at this point, the new wealth and oligarchy, it's more about money, personal enrichment, than nationalistic pride. And like even my curiosity, the next election, right? So if Trump gets elected, what's going to happen to the economy? If Biden gets elected, what's going to happen to the economy? Like, the real commodities to think about is gas prices, price of food. I call it the Eric Kim beef index, or the beef rib index. Like, what's the price of beef ribs at Costco? Maybe like a year ago, 6 months, 8 months ago, go to Costco Business Center, you go buy a pound of beef ribs for only $1.99, maybe like $2.99, et cetera. But then now, with like $4.99, $3.99, $5.99, like it's at least twice the price. Also gas prices, because people still need to gas. I guess the good thing is you get electric car, you don't have to worry about gas prices. It's so funny, people like buy a Tesla electric car to justify, oh, save money on gas. Like, just buy a Prius. Like, I fill up my tank like once a month. Just go to Arco or Chevron, Shell, whatevs. It's like, maybe to fill up my tank now is like, what, $35? Fill it up once a month. It's like, I spend $35 a month on gas. Don't be a loser with a dog charger spending like $500 a week on gas. Especially you gotta use premium. Premium is not good. Actually, the thing I thought about Tesla, the reason why the Model 3 is so ingenious, it is the ultimate economy car, actually. And people always think about economy car is a bad thing, but AT&T Mobile, look, somebody defaced this. I'm just trying to read it. I can't even read it no more, right? What are they going to make here? AT&T. Yeah, invest in Culver. It looks like you see where wireless is. It's Culver City Public Works Department. Post. Okay. Yeah, it looks like this Howard Industries is going to turn this into AT&T. Yeah, buy up Culver City. What was he talking about? I always get distracted. So then the funny thing is, good morning. The funny thing is, what people try to do is they try to justify buying an electric car. They'd be like, oh, you're buying an electric car, you save money on gas. But like, you have a Prius, right? No one's paying 35 months on gas. It's like, you saving money because, you still buy a brand new Tesla, like a Model 3 base. You're still dropping 30K. I mean, that's still a lot of money, guys. I mean, I'd rather own a Bitcoin than own a Tesla. And people also make a funny fallacy. They think that charging is free, but technically, it still costs money to charge. Like, albeit cheaper, like, so for example, I'm just gonna use the Prius example, right? So to refill or to quote unquote charge a Prius, what? Full tank, $35, takes you like 30 seconds, right? 10 seconds. To recharge a Tesla to full charging, supercharger, right? It's what, like $5 to $10? I mean, like, it's cheaper, but not like that much cheaper. Right? If you really, really wanna get a Tesla, just buy a used one. This private party on Craigslist, and the reason why crypto bitcoins is good is you go on Craigslist, accepts cryptocurrency as payment. Like if I ever became a landlord or something, I was like, you want to pay rent money in Bitcoin using your Coinbase account? Yeah, go for it, or any other random crypto. Okay, so people often ask me, like, what do you think about altcoins or quote unquote shitcoins? I mean, some things to do, right? Just look at the word, look at the icon, look at what it promises to do. This is the thing too. Everyone wants to become the next Bitcoin, right? Everyone wants their crypto to become the next Bitcoin. But the question is, why just buy Bitcoin? Right? One's gonna be like, oh, so expensive. It's like, okay, yeah, like, what is it worth right now? 35,000, 40,000, 45,000, something like that, right? But what if one day it's worth $1 million, $10 million, $100 million, $1 billion? My personal price target is, well, the all-time high is what, like 60, 65,000 bitcoins. I'm pretty sure we'll be there in the next 3 years, right? Another thing I'm 90% invested in is Chainlink. I'd like close to like maybe $300,000 in Chainlinks. I got into Chainlink at like $14.50 a Chainlink. Or low 14s, I'm not sure. My personal price target is, I want to see it go to at least 80 or 100, 110, 120, $200 a chain link. Definitely possible in the next 5 or 6 years. And also the problem too is what a lot of people do in the markets, which is actually not wise, is you look at the past performance as an indicator for future performance, but that's not wise because what Nassim Taleb calls it, the Lucretius fallacy, is that like the man thinks that the highest position, the man thinks that the highest mountain that exists is the highest mountain he himself has climbed or witnessed in the past, but it's also where the black swan, white swan notion is interesting, is that like people never thought the black swans existed until they finally saw a black swan, right? So just because something hasn't been done before doesn't mean it's not possible. And also, conversely, just because something has been done in the past doesn't mean it's going to hit that target again. So for example, there's a chance that Bitcoin might go zero. I mean, Possible, probably not probable. I don't think that Bitcoin will ever go to zero because there's too much invested in it. The crypto.com center. And also, go on your iPhone, go to App Store, right? If you're going to download the Coinbase app or the crypto.com app, what's the first thing that they mention? It's like, buy BTC Bitcoin, right? Even Ethereum a second. Everyone wants gold. Nobody likes silver. I was like thinking about this a lot because people are like, so I've been thinking about this a lot too because like everyone's like, what do you think about Ethereum, right? I'm like, dude, Ethereum is lame. It's like Pepsi. Ain't nobody like Pepsi. It's like, I mean, I think soda's all bad for you, right? But Bitcoin is Coca-Cola. Ethereum is like Pepsi. Nobody likes Pepsi. Or another example, right? Think about this long term, right? Because I'm like 35.88 as a kid growing up, right? I actually always wore Adidas as a kid growing up because I couldn't afford Nike and also wanted to be different. But then for a cool minute, you know, Kanye, Adidas became cool. But now Adidas ain't cool no more because Kanye's not on board. I mean, Adidas done a bad financial decision dropping Kanye because now nobody wants Adidas no more. So another example, Bitcoin is like Nike. Everyone wants Nike, Jordans, whatevs, right? And then Ethereum is like Adidas. Nobody really wants Adidas. Like anybody who wears Adidas now, it's like, bro, you're just a lemmy. You like, you only just jumped on the bandwagon because everyone else is on the bandwagons. Yeah, Adidas, well, certain things. Nike just has the better logo and it's shorter. N-I-K-E, goddess of victory. Adidas, too long. Nobody cares about the Germans. The logo of the Adidas. I like the old school, but the marijuana leaf looking thing, but for the most part, people don't really seem to care that much. Another example is, even a more nuanced example, right? Is maybe Bitcoin is like Toyota, and then Ethereum's almost like Honda. I mean, Honda cars make great cars too, but still in the popular consciousness, people would prefer a Toyota. Ah, an example, right? Bitcoin is like iPhone, iOS, Apple. Ethereum is like Samsung, Android. Like no one wants Android phones. Like, nah, it's don't. Like think about it this way: if you was like a rich billionaire, you know, mainland Chinese, Vietnamese person, do you want an iPhone Pro Max, or do you want a Huawei, or do you want a Samsung? Come on, get out of here, right? Like even Korean people. Only reason why Korean people use Samsungs now is they somehow get it for free-ish through the telecoms, SK. But if a Korean really, really wants fixed, you want the iPhone, you want the iPhone Pro. It's like at least a quadrillion times sexier. So Bitcoin is sexy. Ethereum is, I mean, honestly, I think it's just lame. All right, so some other ways to save money. All right, first and foremost, real mean drink tap water. Only losers drink bottled water, purified waters. Just use bottled water, tap water. Just what, the filter from the tap. Use a Brita at home if you don't like it. Don't listen to these fucking alkaline water losers. Like, if Elon Musk drink tap water, so can you. He just read the Elon Musk biography by Walter Isaacson. Recommended. Required reading for anybody who wants to be more entrepreneurial. Actually, I mean, my personal book reading list that I personally recommend is, I mean, honestly, all the books by Walter Isaacson seem pretty good. I mean, my personal faves are still the ones that are centered around Steve Jobs, right? Walter Isaacson, the Elon one is really good too. Walter Isaacson, Mr. Isaacson, you watching this, you gotta do a book on Ye. It's gonna be a good book. Also another funny shout out to my friend Steadman Halliday. He's creating a new workout fitness center thing. Seems like a good idea. But anyways, the general idea just I have is don't be one of these losers stuck in traffic. So like back to the EK vision, back to my 25-year-old self, 25 till I die, right? So yeah, apparently drinking bottled water is more expensive than gasoline. So you want to save money, drink tap water, black coffee at home, super simple. Like, there's actually this brand on Amazon called Fresh Roast Coffee. Amazon Prime, just buy a big 5-pound bag, just make your coffee at home. And you know, people say, oh, the small expenses add up. I actually don't think that's true. It's better to have lots of really small expenses than a few really, really critically expensive ones. So big thing, don't buy a new car, don't buy a house, don't buy property, because you're gonna be a slave to it. Even like, it's so funny too, because like even like seemingly smart people, like mathematicians, teachers, school teachers, professors, I look at everyone around me as like, y'all making some foolish financial decisions. Like, and then people say one thing, they actually say another thing. They're like, oh, we're never gonna buy toys for our kids, and you know, because that's bad for kids. Then they're like buying like, you know, 10 trillion Amazon toys for them, and or like, oh, you know, you buy a minivan, you should buy a used minivan because it's gonna get beat up anyways. And then like you don't go out and buy the brand new minivans, whatever, right? Or people who trade in stuff or stuff, right? So yeah, anyways, with finances, don't have a professional money manager. Do your own finances, be your own manager and fund, because ultimately it's a philosophical thing, right? And then like even you know, you have a personal JP Morgan bank, you know, financial planner, whatever, right? Like, ask a personal question, be like, how much money do you have in your bank account? How much credit card debt do you have? Or what are you invest? Like, they'll be like, oh, you should invest in these ETFs. And I'm like, what are you invested in? Like, your personal account? Like, oh, that's just smart. I'm like, bro, you gotta have skin in the game, soul in the game, money in the game. Shout out to Taleb. Money in the game is, you put your money where your mouth is. Tell me what you invested in. Tell me what your financial situation. I tell you who you is. Actually, a bad thing too is, I've actually noticed a lot in the African American communities. Everybody, like hip hop community, everyone, you blow your money on sneakers. It's like, very simple thought. Only own one pair of sneakers. Yeah, okay, go ahead, buy the $700 Balencies, but make sure you don't own more than one pair of sneakers. It's better to own a $700 pair of Balencies, wear every single day for 10 years, than to have a cool collection. Anyone who buys a collection, anything, yeah, not good. Better to have Bitcoin instead. And actually, at this point, it seems like a good, wise time to start hoarding the Bitcoins. I mean, once again, my certainty is it'll never go to zero because too many financial institutions, like, get the Coinbase Pros, whatevs, right? But look at the advanced trading tools. Look at all that market activity around the Bitcoins. I mean, granted, it's all still fake monies, but what's interesting is, yeah, Coinbase, you get the debit card, right? Password. You link your crypto account balances to your debit card, and you can use your crypto balance to pay for everyday expenses, like, you know, buying groceries at Costco, paying for your gas. If you're intelligent enough, you can figure out a way to pay rent monies, right? And so it's so interesting because, like, I call it, oh yeah, it looks like a Lustig almost open. Ooh. Gotta check out this new Lustig restaurant. Oh yeah. Maybe I'll do a opening vlog for them. Oh, look like they did a good job. Lustig. Yeah, look nice. Good job, guys. Good job, Lustig team. Oh yeah, like they even have this new, they're talking, yeah, Industry Bakery, this place is good thought. Okay, so yeah, anyways, my thoughts is, yeah, buy more Bitcoins. Bitcoin pizza, right? $20,000 worth of Bitcoin on the pizza, that would be worth $500 million today. That's half of a billion. Like, my biggest regret was my roommate Kevin. I still remember this very vividly. My junior year in college, we're just in our, you know, apartment off campus at UCLA. And then Kevin's like, you know, he's on Reddit. And he's like, it's called Bitcoin. Someone bought a pizza with it. Should we put $100 in it? I'm like, nah, it's probably a scam. Like, fucking, let's do the math, right? Bitcoin was worth, well, 1 cent of Bitcoin for $100. Like, that shit would probably be worth millions of dollars today. I mean, granted, I don't regret nothing because I'm glad that the way my life turned out the way it did. But the critical thing to consider is don't be a fool twice. Don't make a mistake twice. So yeah, I'm not gonna shoot myself in the worst case scenario. I mean, once again, the best stoic way to think about things is just assume like it might go to zero. I mean, it probably ain't, but if you just had the mentality that it might go to zero, then at least you could plan your life otherwise. Also, other ways to save money: don't drink alcohol, don't fucking drink wine, shots, weed, marijuana, cocaine, all this bullshit, right? Just black coffee, water, no stupid fake milk alternative, blah blah. Anybody who does that is not good with money. Actually, people hate Jewish people for being so rich and whatevs, right? Only reason Jewish people were rich is because it was like they don't spend their money foolishly. And I think, honestly, like most Jewish people that I've done met, I mean, it's just a cultural thing. Like, they's good with money. They just don't spend money on stupid stuff, right? And so, how do people spend money foolishly? You know, they do foolish things like they buy a brand new car, right? Blah blah. It's like really rich, successful people. What do? Buy a used RAV4, Honda Odyssey. Actually, the really, like, probably the best low key car that people don't know it's a good car is actually the Ford Fusion. Even my brother in law, whose family is like super rich, right? The whole family, the kids, they all just have Ford Fusions. It's like, you know, like, even I did the Ford Fiesta movement thing for Ford, like, 2014, 2015. I really like the Fiesta. The Fiesta ST is a cool car. I love the Ford Fusion because the head design from Aston Martin done designed the front that it is. And actually, it was able to help get my sister-in-law the Ford Fusion. And so, yeah, like, me and Cindy, we drove the car for a long time until having to coordinate sharing car became a bit annoying. So then I got my mom's old Sonata and then re-inherited the family Prius. So now life is good. Actually, I actually prefer the Toyota Prius over the Ford Fusion because the Ford Fusion is a great car. It's a good road trip car, but like every day it's just a little bit too fat and like bloated feeling almost. The Prius is nimble. Like, it drives good. Like, it's like people, like, I think Priuses and hybrids are very underrated because it has a gas and electric motor. So for the most part, the acceleration in and around the city and stuff like that, if you really need speed up, put on the power mode. It helps a little bit, kind of ish. Like, you're not gonna cut off a loser, you know, Ford F-150 Raptor pickup truck thing on the freeway, nor a Tesla. But for the most part, it's good. What I'm gonna start doing now, this fucking Tesla's trying to stun me, like, just cut in front of the Tesla because the Tesla has the auto braking thing, radar, sonar sensor. So the best people to cut off in traffic are the Teslas, because I think the Teslas will automatically brake. I'm not sure, but when I'm by myself, maybe I'll test it. Don't test it when you're with your kids and your family, because what changes is once you have a kid, you get into a car accident and you die, whatever. You don't just done kill yourself, you done kill your wife and your kid. That's the ultimate bad thing, right? So don't do that. Don't let your family get killed. Money, finances, very simple. Just join the Facebook Buy Nothing group. And the only real things to spend money on, not clothes and, you know, stupid stuff like that. Only things to really spend money on is like rent, and then buy meat at Costco, like super, super simple. And then, you know, go to Costco, go to Sprouts, go to the local Mexican market, the meat market, the carnicerias, the local halal market, even the old halal market. I think it's called Fresh Choice in OC, right? You can get beef flare for only $1.99 a pound, maybe $2.99 a pound. Yeah, you could feed yourself for super cheap. And the beef liver, organ meats, is a natural steroid. So don't take protein powder, steroids, collagen, creatine, whatever. Just eat more beef liver. So yeah, ultimately at this point, money then just becomes a game. The joy of speculation. Don't create an inheritance for your kids because they can finish squander anyways. Quality time with your kids, your family, your spouse, and just have fun with it.